नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
इन केस यू मिस्ड इट, widespread violence was reported in Haryana, Rajasthan, Gujarat and Uttar Pradesh over the release of the film Padmavat. Members of Rajput Karni Sena vandalized public property, blocked roads and even attacked a school bus in Gurugram. Several multiplex owners have now refused to screen the Sanjay Leela Bhansali film. Many things have been written about Alauddin Khilji in the last few weeks. The popular image of Sultan being circulated currently is that of a lustful man chasing beautiful women. Alauddin had many passions. Chasing women was not one of them. In the second part of Being a Dalit, a News 18 series on recurring attacks on the community, Raja Shekhar Vundru, a senior AIS officer, writes about what it is like to be a Dalit in 2018. Former Bihar Chief Minister and Rashtriya Janata Dal Chief Lalu Yadav has been sentenced to 5 years in jail in a fraud scam case. This one related to fraudulent withdrawal from Chai Bazaar Treasury in the early 90s. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's speech at World Economic Forum in Davos has found an unlikely admirer in China. A Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson said, Modi's remarks on protectionism showed that globalization is the trend of the times and serves the interest of all the countries. The union budget is expected to be focused on farmers after growing agrarian unrest in the country. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley is likely to unveil a raft on farm-centric measures in the budget, including a state-subsidized income support scheme and an agriculture exports plan. Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba's chairman Jack Ma has said that globalization cannot be stopped, and if trade stops, then war will follow. Biju Janata Dal MP Jay Panda has been suspended from the primary membership of the party by Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik for indulging in anti-park activities. Karnataka is set to go on statewide ban on Thursday as various pro-Kannada organizations demand the center's intervention to solve the Mahadayi River water sharing dispute. Schools and government offices may remain closed. IT giant Wipro has announced a holiday for its employees. Kanchi Shankaracharya Swami Vijayendra Saraswati has courted controversy after he did not stand up for Tamil anthem for an event in Chennai. A video of Shankaracharya sitting as other dignitaries stood up for the Tamil Thaivarth invocation to Tamil mother has gone viral. India is the sixth biggest spender in the world when it comes to defense, but aging fleets and ineffective equipment continue to be major roadblocks on the path of modernization. Women hired to entertain businessmen and politicians at a men-only charity gala in London were groped, propositioned and sexually harassed at a secretive event, according to a newspaper report. Agree or disagree? With his speech in Davos, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has put his best foot forward as a global statesman, positioning India amongst the leaders in world affairs. He forcefully made his pitch for investments in India while talking to inclusive growth for every citizen of the country. On Reel, the latest World Economic Forum meet in Davos had its share of controversy and stardust. Just days before the annual gathering of the rich and powerful, Oxfam released a report that highlighted growing inequality in the globe as the richest 1% pocketed most of the wealth generated last year. Watch video here.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.